there. Be blessed by the best and also be used by God. In this last week of the fast of Daniel, I am praying. I am asking God, praying and asking God that you may become a servant of God. A servant that serves God everywhere. Whether you have a title, a position in the church or not, but wherever you go, you can serve the Lord. You know that everybody can do something for the Lord. So today we are here wearing this YPD, the t-shirt that stands for Youth Power Group. It's the group of the young ones that serve the Lord in this generation. We have seen the young ones serving drugs, serving prison time, serving like using their bodies to steal, to kill, to destroy, to do drugs, to sell drugs, to live in prostitution. But God wants to use you. Oh, yes. He wants you to be an instrument in His hand. The Holy Spirit is for you to serve the Lord. That's the quickest way for a person to receive the Holy Spirit. You surrender your life, you give yours to Him, He gives His to you, and He sees in you a desire to serve Him. Food for thought. Speaking in tongues. It has been a confusing subject inside of many churches because people are worried, concerned about tongues, to speak in tongues, the language of the angels. The scripture says here, he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. To prophesy means to preach the word, to evangelize. When somebody speaks in a tongue, you are edifying. You are helping yourself, even though you cannot interpret the tongue, the language that you are speaking. Don't worry about to speak in tongues. That's not your focus. That's not your priority, but your priority must be to serve the Lord. The Apostle Paul said, I wish you all spoke with tongues. He said, I wish. There is nothing wrong in it. But even more than you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets, that the church may receive edification. Imagine yourself if you go to a church where the pastor, throughout of the service, he speaks with tongues. He's not edifying the church. He's worshiping, he's praising the Lord. My friend, in heaven, let me put it this way. In heaven, we are going to have plenty of time to speak in tongues, to worship, to praise the Lord. But here on earth, let us save souls. That's right. Here on earth, let us save souls. Don't worry about speaking with tongues. We are going to pray now for the Holy Spirit to use you to prophesy, to preach His word. Yes, to give your testimony to others. Let us pray. Let us talk to God. Close your eyes. Oh, my Heavenly Father, in heaven, we are going to have the whole eternity to praise, to worship, to glorify your name. But here on earth, we need to save others. I was not saved by somebody speaking in tongues. I was saved by somebody that preached to me the word, that helped me in my journey of faith. My Lord Jesus, I pray that this person receive right now your spirit to prophesy, to preach the gospel, even in prison. Yes, to the darkest place. Oh Lord, my God, use this person. Use, my Lord, their lives to be the real prophets, to save others, to give their testimony. Bless the youth, my Father. Bless their lives. Use them. Satan knows how powerful, how strong the youth are. So I ask you to use their lives. Because if you do not use, Satan will use their lives. So Holy Spirit, descend upon them. Fill their lives with your spirit. That's right. Be fed with the Holy Spirit. He turns you into a soldier. Becomes now a soldier of the Lord. He empowers you. Hallelujahs. Lift your hands and ask God to use you as a tool, as an instrument to save others. Not just to speak in tongues, but to prophesy. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Father, use this person at home, in their working place, in prison, wherever they are, wherever they go, use their lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. The Spirit of God will use you wherever you are. Once again, don't worry about speaking in tongues. Just be a servant of God. Prophesy. It is greater than just speaking tongues. I say to you once again, just believe.